coming up next to you, live from somewhere around Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Ah, yes. Sorry.
I mean, it is The Weeknd Breakfast.
But it's also
Jimmy and Nate.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's it, Australia. Sunday coming at you. Look out. Welcome to the end of the week. Welcome to the show. We are Jimmy and Nate. We're here every weekend, Saturday, Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m., Jim.
How are you, mate?
Hey, good, mate. What are you doing? You look a bit lost this morning. You got a footy in your hand.
Ready to play rugby league.
You're walking around. You just want to play some footy. We did some MC work for the Parramatta Eels NRL team last night. And ever since then, you're in the footy mood, aren't you? We were chucking the footy around afterwards. I'll be honest, I'm also in a bit of a footy mood, Producer Grace. So Jimmy and I might just start tackling each other halfway through the show this morning.
We did three games. We did like a reserve grade game. The NRLW kicked off yesterday. Yeah. We did that. We also did an NRL game.
So
there's a lot of footy and not much. Like, I didn't get to hit anyone.
No, you know what I mean? You didn't. So we're going to need to do some NRL stuff on the show, Producer Grace. If you just run straight at us with the ball.
No, I'm not bringing NRL energy into Sunday. Sunday's for relaxing and chilling and just having a...
Oh, you haven't heard of a Sunday ticket.
There's a lot
on Fox.
Well, there's AFL, there's NRL. I'm sure rugby's being played somewhere. Football, the world game. The Premier League.
Is that still going?
Yeah.
The Premier League?
It was on last night.
Is that on last night? Yeah. Who played last night?
I'll tell you what. If we're here, in for a pound, in for a penny,
we're
that's
here,
the old sound.
The old sound. Hang on, let me do it for you. There you go. There's the old sound.
I've given up on any I'm in a couple of fantasy things. I've given up.
You're trying to plug it on your socials. Hey, randoms,
no,
do you want to play the...
I meant, like, I'm not good at any of them.
Oh, you know...
Rugby league, Premier League, I'm talking any form of... I've given up.
What
somehow
do you mean? You're winning our one. You're winning our rugby league fantasy.
Yeah, mate, it's all over.
Oh.
Somehow the Roosters scored 70 points last night, and I've got a bloke that scored 10.
Yeah, so...
Well, anyway, I know this is making no sense to anyone, but...
It isn't.
Let's.
But you said you're in for a pound, in for a penny.
For a penny, I know. So. I've got to quickly change now. What's something everyone loves?
Producer Grace, bring something up.
What's dogs?
Dogs, yes.
Dogs.
People love dogs.
Dogs are great.
Dogs are great, aren't
dogs
they?
Dogs are good.
See any dogs yesterday?
I saw a dog driving in this morning, actually. Saw a dog walker. Saw a lady walking 6 to 7 dogs.
Actually, no, I do have a quick Producer Grace run in. That is... Rugby league energy right there.
One of my favourite things is waiting the 5 to 6 seconds for Grace to run into the studio.
That was not 5 to 6 seconds. That was a second and a half.
I got a far better story. Sorry, Australia. Forget all that rubbish I was talking about. So I got coffees for the team, as I usually do. Like to, you know, get up a bit early, go to the coffee shop. So I'm waiting for the coffees. And it is quite a complex order. My coffee requires an extra shot. Nice, fine. And Producer Grace's requires soy milk.
I'm a very simple coffee order.
Yeah, but I'm not ordering one coffee.
No,
there's a few other people around who are just going, hey, mate, can I grab this and go? So I order three. This other bloke comes up just after me, and he orders four coffees, and he has a dog, this little dog. And he just goes, hey, guys, would you mind just making my coffees first? Because I want to take the dog home.
Oh, no.
Well, you can't bring in a dog for an excuse. If so, I'm getting a dog.
And the lady who was at the counter taking the order was like, so confused. She was like, oh, is he unwell or something? And the guy's like, no.
Take him home for a wee or something?
Oh, I just got to get home.
Well, so does everyone. But also dogs love being outside.
Do they not?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, what do I do while I wait for these coffees?
Stand there with your dog.
Pat and your dog.
The lady goes, well, you could walk around the block. And he goes, oh. And he walks off in like a big, like angry huff. Dog's super stoked. Dog's I'm getting more of a walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that happened to me this morning.
Good reason. I didn't know people were accepting that. Well, clearly it didn't work for this gentleman, but maybe it has worked for him before.
That's what I thought. I was like, is this an excuse he's used at other cafes? And they've gone, no, we'll pop your order to the front.
Because I don't know. Like, if I were a cafe, I don't even know what I'd say to that. If anyone was like, can you make mine first? Like, I'd be like, okay.
I've also been...
Grace, you'd be like, absolutely.
Sure, no worries. Thanks for asking.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. They're exclusive. They are limited edition.
Oh my God!
They are very exclusive.
Wait. I've already said that. Who wrote this?
Yeah, sorry. They wanted that one again for some odd reason. Don't know why.
It's Jimmy and Nate. Up early, Mick Mugs.
Hi, this is Mick, and these are Mick's Mugs.
Yes, it is Mick's Mugs, Jim. Every time we start a new job, my old man, Big Mickey, he's made the team mugs. He designs them himself on paint. He then sends them off to his mug guy, and he only makes a limited amount, which makes them very rare and very exclusive. Now, last week, you tasked me with the job with finding out how many are left, because we do not have many left at all, which makes them even rarer. Each week, they get even rarer because there are even less available to the good people of Australia.
Yes. You know, I wanted you to give me a number because I just felt like, you know, if I was calling up, I'd love to know what, you know, if there's only like two left, I could go to myself, wow, Jim, you've called up the Jimmy Nash Show. What an honour, first of all, just to get through to the boys.
Good on you. Well done for getting through the gatekeeper.
Yeah. Producer Grace just doesn't let anyone through.
Oh, no, I tell you.
You have to go through
only the best.
Oh, no, who are we kidding? Anyone can get through. So you've got through to the show, and then I found out that I've got the second last Mick Mug. Yep. Wow. Yeah. My not just my day, not just my week, not just my month, my whole year's made.
Exactly. It just makes it even more special. Okay, I have the official count. I know how many Mick Mugs are left. There are.
You're going to kill the music drum. Oh, yeah. Well, don't tell me.
Just quickly. I know how to work the buttons. Is there anything else you want? You want me to say the number and a round of applause?
I wanted an electric car horn the last break, and I didn't hear it.
I had it for you. It was ready. It was ready for you. All right, now I've got to start there. I've got to start again.
Yes.
Are you ready for how many Mick Mugs are left?
Yes.
There's four. Four Mick Mugs left. There are only four left in Australia. If you want to be one of the people who gets one of the last four Mick Mugs, the hottest, most exclusive thing on Australian radio, you've got to call right now, 13 10 60. And you must prove you deserve one of these mugs. They can't just go to anybody willy-nilly, Jim.
No.
You've got to prove you deserve one.
Yeah, it's quite easy. We haven't said no to anyone
yet. No, we haven't. We haven't. Which is why we've only got four left. But still, at least try. Yeah. Try to prove that you deserve it.
Yeah, well, no, I think we've given one to everyone who's called because they've been deserving.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a better way to look at it.
100%. All right, 13, 10, 60. Australia, you jump on the phones right now if you want one of the last four. Yes, you heard that correct. One of the last four. Sorry, I stopped that song then.
Well, just because it goes for a bit too.
I know it does. So now I've just got to.
I had headphones off. I was going out of the studio.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yeah, that's right, Australia. They're mugs made by my old man, Mick. We give one away every single week. They are rare, they are exclusive, and there are only four left. There are only four left up for grabs going to the most deserving people around the country who call that number 13 10 60 and prove that they deserve one. And this is exciting. From the Gold Coast, Grace has called through. Hello, Grace. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
We're good, Grace. You seem nervous. Are you nervous about potentially getting an extremely valuable rare Mick Mug?
Look, I have confidence I'm going to get it.
That's what we need.
And just confirming, this isn't our producer, Grace, who's putting on a voice and pretending to be from the Gold Coast.
No. It's definitely me.
Oh, I don't believe it because I'm looking outside the producer booth and I can see her mouth moving. So you guys are
and
working
that's exactly
in cahoots.
What producer Grace would say.
It's the Grace team. Like, I'm sorry you can't be a part of that, but we've got each other's back, you know.
Oh, no, that's fair enough.
I mean, careful, Grace. Yeah, I mean, Nate is the one who gives you the mugs.
Thanks for calling through, Grace. Have a good time. Okay, Grace, talk to me. Why do you think you deserve one of these Mick mugs? There are only four left. Why do you think you deserve one?
Well, honestly, like, I really want one only because I'm moving back to the Maldives at the end of the year because my boyfriend lives over there. And I want to be the only one in the Maldives that has a Mick mug. I want a one-of-a-kind Mick mug.
You're not going to believe this, but the last three were given away. They're all from the Maldives. So, okay, I mean, look, I don't want to take away from the importance of the Mick mug, but living in the Maldives, that's incredible.
It's amazing. It's so, one of a kind.
What does your partner do, Grace?
He flies for TMA, the seaplane company over there. So he's over there, flies from resort to resort 4 days a week and then 3 days off. So he lives the life. That's... Here we are over here.
Oh, my God. You're living in the Maldives. Your partner flies one of those amazing planes over one of the most beautiful places in the world. And you're calling for a stupid mug.
Shut up.
Why?
I love you.
You know how jealous... Do you know how jealous he will be because he won't have one? Because he likes to have the best of everything. So, you know, he'll be twice as jealous that he doesn't have one. And I'm like, no, this is my Mick mug.
You know what? That is an awesome attitude. I love that.
And it is. And it may be our first Mick mug outside of Australia.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I'll have to take a photo and at least post it to you guys. So beachside with my Mick mug.
Absolutely. Let's make some sort of agreement here, Nath, with Grace, that if we give her a Mick mug, we need a radio handshake.
Yeah.
A ranshake. And an agreement that upon receivement of the mug, you will head to the Maldives, take a photo with it on the beach and send it to us.
Easy done. 100%.
And free accommodation when we come and visit Maldives.
Honestly, my friend owns a travel agency, so we can organise something.
Oh, oh my God. Grace, I just realised this Grace is better than our Grace.
Might be making a trade. Grace, are you heading over there to work as well?
Eventually. I did used to work over there. I worked at a boutique resort over there, so that's how we met. So, yeah. And I've already been over twice this year, so...
So
I go back and forth every few months at the moment, so yeah.
Grace, you may be one of the coolest people that's called the show, and because of that, you're getting a Mick mug. Well done. You've done it.
Thank you so much, guys.
Well done. Okay, now.
I can now see why our producer, Grace, put her through.
She's like
dangling for a trip to the Maldives.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast. Cousin Grace. Cousin Grace.
Cousin Grace. Kanye West has defended his choice to display his new Yeezy Gap collection in literal garbage bags. So if you haven't seen the picture online, I'll show you two. It's hard to do it over the radio. But they're literally garbage bags. And there's just a pile of clothes in them on the ground.
If you're listening to the show and you haven't seen it, just imagine clothes in
garbage bags.
Garbage bags. Like at the front of like a collection.
Yeah,
spot.
You know when you're like a Vinnie's. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. When you go through your clothes and you're like, I'm going to donate some of this stuff, and then it sits in like the corner of your bedroom for ages. That's what it's like.
In the back of your car? Yeah. In the back of your car?
I'll put it in the car, drop it off.
When you and I, Jim, had those clothes in the back of our car that we were going to donate, and we had them, I reckon, three or four months that we had them in the back of our car.
You convince yourself, you're like, I'm going to do it this week. You don't.
It's just because we're late. Oh, well, I am at least. I'm late to everything. So
and I'm forgetful.
Because I'll do it on the way to something. Yeah. It's not like I'm going to do this.
And then on the way home, I'm like, I'm tired. I'll do it another time.
Yeah.
It's usually shut when I go home. Then I'm like, yeah, bloody hell, pulled in even up.
In a recent interview, Kanye says, I'm an innovator and I'm not here to sit up and apologize about my ideas. He also took issue with the term trash bags, saying that they're actually construction bags.
Sorry, Kanye.
Wait, so are people upset that they're in garbage bags?
I don't know.
I think people are just questioning it. I don't think people are upset.
It's a bit odd. He said, I'm fighting for a position to be able to change clothing and bring the best design to people. So the picture of the bags have gone viral on Twitter. Someone alleged that the sales associate said that Ye got mad when he saw that they had it on hangers and this is how he wanted it. And then they also said, they won't help you find your size too. You just have to dig through everything.
It's kind of annoying, really. I mean, you're not really an innovator putting clothes in garbage bags.
I mean, to be fair, people are talking about it, so.
No, that's true. I mean, that's the thing. If it was about publicity, he's achieved that, because I've seen this everywhere. I've seen the garbage bags everywhere.
I'm just over Kanye.
Yeah,
I know. Like, what is he? I mean, look, you guys are much better at this than I am, but has he got good clothes? I know, I've heard about the Yeezys. I know the shoes.
Everything's way too expensive for what it is.
It's like 120 bucks for a t-shirt, 240 for a hoodie. And it's kind of just like a
regular hoodie. Who's paying 240 bucks for a hoodie?
Oh, people will.
Hype beast, mate. Your mate, Stan.
Oh, he loves them.
He's bought
240, our mate. He's got 240.
Mate, he buys all that stuff. It's big in the...
Why? I'll just get
it's a brand name, mate. Yeezus.
Oh, brand name. Yeah, Yeezus is right. See the price tag. Yeezus. Forget about it.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
And we spoke about this yesterday. Aussie tennis icon and, of course, the newly retired Ash Barty. She has a new job. She has a new job with Optus, which we spoke about yesterday. However, the thing is... people are very confused with her new job title. So with the job has come this title that people are very confused about. Do you know what her title was? Did you see? Because you spoke about this yesterday. You brought it to us yesterday with the new job. We've all seen her on the billboards and all that kind of stuff. But did you see what the title was?
Yes.
Of her job?
Is it Can I say it?
Yeah.
Is it Chief Inspiration Officer?
Yeah, Chief Inspiration Officer. Now, she announced this role last week, and essentially she's coming, she said she hopes to apply the incredible lessons she learned during her highly successful playing career to her new role. So that's what she wants to do. But this is the thing. People are now very confused. What does that mean? Chief Inspiration Officer. People are a little bit confused.
It's a bit.
Yeah, it's a joke.
It's a joke. She doesn't actually have a job.
But
it's an ad.
Yeah, exactly.
She's being paid to be on billboards.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Which is confusing a lot of people.
I love Ash Barty. I'm a huge fan. I stayed up, you know, watch her win. But it's just, no. It's her, Dan Ricardo.
I think you mentioned one yesterday. Was it Thorpey? He was an older one.
I have it here. Ian Thorpe, Paralympian Ellie Cole, F1 driver Dan Ricciardo as well.
And they've all got their, they've all got fake job titles.
They're not jobs, guys. They're doing other things. And this is an ad.
This is what's confusing people. Dan Ricciardo's is Chief Optimism. Chief of Optimism. That's hard to say. Chief of Optimism. That was his. And people, there's all these comments online going, yeah, but what are their day-to-day responsibilities? It's an ad.
It's an ad.
It's
they
an ad.
They don't actually have jobs, guys.
Which is confusing.
Nath, massive round of applause to Optus.
Yeah, good on you, Optus.
Never return any of my calls or emails, but this is a great bit because everywhere I went, as I mentioned yesterday on the show, every article online was, you won't believe Ash Barty's new job.
Yeah.
And of course I clicked on it because I went, oh, I wonder what she's doing.
What's the job?
No, it's an ad.
Yeah. And you can see all the comments from people going, yeah, but what does it mean? What's the title mean?
Because the way people reported it, they reported it that it was a job.
Exactly.
People think she has this full-time job.
People aren't getting the bit.
No, it's an ad, guys. And I'm apologising because we did it yesterday on the show and we're doing it again today.
Yeah.
Optus are really, they're like,
it's working.
Suckers.
It's working.
You two idiots.
Here's what I want to ask. 131060, confusing job titles. Do you have one? Do you know somebody with a confusing job title? I know you and I mean, well, technically it's not a job title. We just put it on our email signatures. mine is, actually, Producer Grace, can you read mine? Have you got mine there? If you open a thing, have you got
one? Give me 1 second. I'll come back to you now.
All right, we'll go to Jim because, Jim, people get confused by your job title as on your email signature.
Yes. I mean, you can change it. So, I mean, I think it said... I think it's supposed to say Jimmy Smith radio announcer or breakfast announcer.
Something
or
like that.
Breakfast,
something
actually.
Boring like
something
that.
Something radio announcing
person,
something. Yeah. When we first started, it was like the week we started, I found out you could edit it. So I changed it to dolphin trainer. and you wouldn't believe the amount of people that have seen that and thought I am some sort of dolphin trainer and been totally confused.
The best is when we're sending external emails out to other people and they go, yeah. Oh, what's this?
I once sent a reservation to a booked dinner off my work email and someone was like, oh, wow, we're really excited to have it. This is a seafood restaurant, so we're really excited to have a dolphin trainer here. I have to chat to our staff, and I'm like, oh, God, no, I'm just some radio bloke.
Exactly. And then when you did it and you taught me how to change it, Producer Grace, have you got what my email signature is?
Yes, I do. It says Nathan Roy, Executive Director of the Nath Department for the Jimmy and Nath Show.
Yeah, which, again, is getting a lot of responses from people going, what does that entail? And I go, well... It says it all in the thing, guys. So 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Do you or someone you know have a confusing job title?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Live across the country, Sunday morning, you got the Jimmy and Nate Show. Just ask the question, Jim, 131060 confusing job titles. This is after we've spoken about it a couple of times already. Ash Barty, she's got this new fake job title, Chief Inspiration Officer, which we now know, and hopefully a lot of Australia know, it's a bit, guys.
Yeah, it's
a joke.
It's just an ad. We need to stop mentioning it, because Optus, every time they're just licking their lips, putting their hair, yes.
We bloody got them a beauty.
You idiots. Keep talking about it. By Optus.
The King Telco. Well, you know what? Telstra. Let's even it out.
Nath, before we go to the phones,
sure.
How do I put this delicately? I feel like your partner, Meg, has a very confusing job title.
That's not delicate at all. Absolutely. Yeah. I still, to this day, I've been with her for 7 years and no idea what she does.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know her official job title?
I can find it for you
on
if you
email.
Want. Oh, no, I can't. I actually can't because she's never sent me a work email. It's like Chief Marketing Executive something digital director. And I'll tell you what, okay, another friend of ours, actually, while we're naming and shaming, our friend Harry, he's just got a new job at a big bank, a huge bank. And I've written his title down. See if you can understand what this means. This is his. His is Customer Optimization Happiness Specialist. At a bank.
Producer Grace, you're... Is she on the phone?
She's on the phone, She's on the phone. She's answering the calls.
You good? Producer Grace, your partner Diana, confusing job title. What do they do?
It's full. I think it's senior tech recruiter. Senior. No, I don't know.
Yeah. See, we have no idea. There are so many out there. Yeah. Lani from Gladstone. Hi, Lani. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, Lani. Do you have a confusing job title?
I do. Non-destructive technician.
Non-destructive technician.
Yep.
Okay. Should we guess what Lani does?
100%.
And then Lani can tell us.
We're gonna try and guess what it is. I mean, well, Jim, you were in the engineering field for a little bit. This seems more up your alley.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming that Lani is a technician of some sort that doesn't
break things when she works.
It's not destructive. So I'm going to say, if you're not destructive, if there's no physical destruction, is it is it in the digital space? You know what I mean?
Well,
so she's doing more
like computer programming.
Nah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. No. All right. What is it, Lani?
Basically I inspect welds and make sure that they don't fail. So on structural like machinery or pipes or wharfs and stuff, we make sure that they don't fall apart basically.
Oh, okay. So you're stopping things from being destructive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh.
So close. So
almost nailed it. Okay, Tommy from Hobart. Tommy, you got a confusing job title.
Yeah, one of my previous jobs was airport support officer. Just very nondescript.
Airport support officer. So are you, supporting the airport? So you're like, you're going out, sweeping the tarmac or something?
It was actually just the broad name for baggage and check-in and that kind of ground handling job, but it was just very, very vague.
Very vague.
Right.
But it does sound pretty cool, though. Like, it does sound like I'm an airport support officer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's... He's like, yeah.
Yeah. Tommy's like, I tried to use it to pick up, but it never works.
It's not sexy, really.
I'm just a bag handler.
Okay. Danny. Hi, Danny. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Danny. You got a confusing job title.
Yes. Used to be called the deceased officer. Used to have a job called deceased officer.
And now you're back from the dead.
I'm not even going to guess, Danny. What is a deceased officer?
Used to look after all the deceased estates. I was the dead man walking.
Can't we just throw in the word estates in there? Yeah. Like, because deceased officer sounds like, I don't know, we need to salute you or something. Like, thank you for your service. Like, what? Like, deceased. So, okay, so you looked after, where did you work, Danny?
It was a financial institution.
Yeah. So in some sort of bank, Danny.
Some sort of bank, exactly. Yeah.
Danny, did you get people, asking you to explain your job title?
It was pretty much back end. So I was dealing mainly with lawyers, solicitors, et cetera. So, and several customers here and there, but mainly back end with dealing with mainly solicitors and lawyers. But yeah, it was an interesting title because it was like Danny the Deceased Officer.
It's a very confusing job title. to be honest, yeah.
Danny, it was in your email signature as well, Danny Deceased Officer.
It was in my signature as well.
It would be quite creepy to receive an email from Danny, the deceased officer, isn't he?
Exactly.
He's still out there.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. Take it away, boys.
Oh, that's right, Australia. A very good morning to you. Welcome to your weekend. Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate family. Of course, welcome to Sunday, Jim.
Yes, good to be here.
Well, we're just talking confusing job titles, and we mentioned my partner, Meg, that she has a confusing job title. Now, she's listening along to the show. She likes to listen on a Sunday, mainly to offer feedback after the show.
Here's my thoughts. I enjoyed about it.
Yeah.
Can I just quickly before you read it, because I think you're going to read out Meg's job title.
Meg's, but then she's also dubbed someone else in. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. But just quickly on our partners listening to the show.
Yeah.
I love that our partners give us feedback.
Yeah.
You and I would never dare to give them feedback about their job.
Oh, God, and if we did.
But coming up a bit later, we got Dad Joke Sundays. And I was on the phone to my partner last night, Ash, and so I was giving her some of the jokes.
Sure.
She goes, oh, Dad Joke Sunday's tomorrow. She won't be listening. She's asleep. So she goes, can I get them now? And I said, yeah, I've got some. So I give them to her.
Oh, she wanted them early. She requested.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of them, she's like, oh, that's great. Some of them, she's like, nah, don't do that one. And I'm like, yeah, but I was like, okay, I get you.
Comedy expert. Thanks for the tip.
I was like, I get you don't like it, but I was like, I still have to at least try. Like, someone out there might.
Well, at least.
And she's like, no, it's fine.
Well, that one. At least Ash laughed at some of your jokes. Meg laughs at nothing I do. Mm-hmm. Nothing at all. And then she'll always, watch the message come going, yes, I do. No, you don't, mate. No, you don't. So we spoke about her confusing job title before, and she just messaged going, mine's not that confusing. It's digital marketing manager specialist. Still, what does that even mean? But then, what she wants to do is to deflect the attention. She's talking about her one of her best friends at work. She goes, no, this is a confusing one. So this is somebody she works very closely with, right? Head of customer lifecycle management. Head of customer lifecycle management.
Jesus, there's confusing jobs out there.
It's the digital space, mate. Yeah. What does it mean?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? What does anything?
Producer mean? Grace, executive producer. What does that even mean? There's only one.
Not much. All right, write a reply. Come on, write a reply. What?
No, nothing. Nothing to say to you.
Speaking of feedback after the show.
Well, this is what I love, right? So everyone listening goes, wow, they're so mean to her. And look how kind she is. She goes, I have nothing to say. Australia, don't let it fool you. Grace plays a character on the show. She's going to, as soon as we go to a song, she's going to destroy Nate. She's going to walk in.
100%.
Yeah.
I'll be quivering in the corner for the remainder of the show. Don't pretend.
I would never, never do that to my darling boys.
She's saying flipping the bird at the same time.
If you listen to this show and you think, how do those three just hang out all the time? It's because she's exactly the same. She just pretends to be a lovely
you
person.
You just wait. I can see the steam awful. Coming out
We're
of her
We're all
ears.
Awful people.
All right, on the way, 8 a.m. for these awful people on this awful show. You mentioned it. Another chance to score yourself an Amazon Alexa Echo Smart Speaker. Dad Joke Sundays returns just before 9 o'clock, guys. Register your dad joke online to get in the running. Hit.com.au. That is the only way you can win one of these smart speakers. Hit.com.au. Next, though, we are answering the question. Do all dog owners want to know? Do treats... Oh, shut up, mate. The pink started. Does anyone really care? No?
Mate, she's singing.
We've heard the song.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, producer Grace, I'm talking to both of you about this. I'm even talking to my roommates. I want to shout them out, Josh and Casey.
Yeah.
Because they own a dog. Because a new study has found that our dogs don't remember when you give them treats.
Oh.
What do you mean by that?
No, that was all I was going to do.
No, that's it. And you know, we're going to play Pink again. Here we go.
There you go. What do you mean? No, that's it. When have I ever stopped the story there?
What do you mean by that? It's literally 20 seconds into the story. Look, I'm not an expert in the radio field, but I reckon he's about to explain it.
How long have you been working with us?
3 years.
3 years. Yeah, 3 years, and I've just producer Grace Nathan. New study has found that dogs don't remember when you give them treats.
Like we talk about keeping, we talk about keeping it tight on the air. Don't let things blow out, guys.
No, that's all we have time
for. How do they not remember?
What do you mean by that? That's not what you said, though. What do you mean by that? Study. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
A study conducted by animal behavioralists at the University of Veterinary Medicine, Vienna, in Austria, found that our dogs do not remember instances of generosity. So,
what do you mean?
I say again. What do you mean?
Why just that? Tell me the story.
This
I'm
is
very
the study.
The study put to test several dogs by exposing them to two different human handlers. One would feed them, would feed the dog generous amounts, and the other handler would withhold food. Selfish, wouldn't give them the treats. So one trainer gives them treats all the time.
Mm-hmm.
One only gives them at certain times when they've done something good or whatever. They found the dogs had no preference in either handler after witnessing the generous and selfish handlers. So they behaved the same around both the handlers. It didn't matter if one gave them treats all the time, or if one gave them treats just for good behavior.
See, I don't believe this because.
Okay, so he just explains it, and then you go, nah.
No, because I.
So first of all, you go, what do you mean by that? I explain it, which is not, I'm not from Vienna.
Yeah.
And
then you go, nah, wrong.
No, let me explain
okay,
why.
Okay, all right, Dr. Chris Brown,
you've
let
done
us know.
Your own study.
Well, I guess unintentionally. Because
with your dog.
Dog Bailey, my partner Diana gives Bailey treats all the time. And I'm the mean parent that doesn't give dog treats.
Dog treats.
And Bailey definitely loves Diana more than me.
That may be
so. Are you saying that's just preference and not to do with the treats?
I think it's just a personality thing.
I think what you're fed here is your dog doesn't like you.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate's producer Grace, a woman has divided TikTok over a cafe trick intended to save you money.
Oh, good.
What do you mean by that?
Nah, we don't have time. We're getting out.
lady's name, Millie Rose Bannister, told other users to bring her own avocado when eating out and thank her later.
Genius from Millie.
Yeah. In the clip, Millie pulls out an avocado from a shopping bag, slices it up, and spreads it between her scrambled eggs and toast.
Clever.
What? I don't think there are any laws against this, are there?
There is.
Really?
She's gone to jail.
Oh, no. Yeah.
30 years. What are you in for? Triple homicide, what are you in for? Brought an avocado. Oh, not to a cafe, did you? Yeah.
No, you're right, Grace. There are no laws about this. You're right today, mate.
What's going on? You're very oddly inquisitive today.
I don't know why I'm asking so questions.
You're like an annoying like kindergartner going, yeah, but why is the sky blue?
Because, yeah. I mean, it reflects off the ocean.
Yeah, but why? But why does it reflect?
No, what I'm saying is,
outside.
I'm trying to work out how I feel about this because I'm like, well, I don't know if it's technically like illegal, but I'm like, is it wrong though?
I don't know, mate. This sounds like a moral thing between you and you. You can sort this out.
Just so you know, I don't have the answers for what.
Grace, this show goes for 2 hours, right? We need you for 2 hours, and then you can have your moral dilemmas, all right? Away from us and not. Grace, see this? This is on.
Grace, having an existential crisis. I mean, it's not illegal, but how do I feel about
this? There's 2 hours where you don't need to have an existential crisis.
I'm fine. You keep.
Yeah, I know your mum's listening to the show because she already texted her about.
She agrees with me. She thinks dogs do prefer people.
Well, if you're listening, Kate, tell your daughter how she should feel about this. It's okay, honey.
Have a conversation afterwards.
It's okay. Yeah. You can bring your own avocado. Mm. I was going to ask how you guys feel about this.
Don't ask.
No, don't ask her,
I'll
mate.
Go to Nate. How do you feel about
it? Mate, I think it's a great idea. I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it's savvy. And avocado, they're charging too much for it. It's like $6 to add a little bit of avocado, a slither of it.
I've never done it, but it did get me thinking that something that a lot of cafes don't. I love a good chutney, a good relish.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of you, sure.
Hey, it's my. We don't need your thoughts on chutney.
No thoughts. No thoughts on chutney.
But, Nath, you know, we go a lot of places, you know, I love that.
Yes.
And we have brekkie and we ask, hey, do you guys have any? And they go, I've got a bit of dead horse. And I'll be honest, I don't really want tomato sauce.
No.
I would love a chutney or relish.
Absolutely.
Maybe I should start bringing my own chutney and relish.
More than happy to do it. The only problem is I'd probably have to keep it in my car because I don't want to walk around with a jar in, like, on my person. I don't have a bag or anything.
So, like, when your meal comes out of the cafe, you got to chuff off.
Yeah, go to the car.
Open the car.
Always park nearby.
You need to get a,
you know what I mean? I just got to get my chutney out, guys. I'll order, get to the chutney.
Guys, you just keep an eye on my eggs.
Yeah.
I've just got to get the chutney
just
out of the car.
Just got to chuff off, get some chutney.
Beep, beep. Get it out of the boot. Producer Grace?
Yeah.
No, really? We're not going back there. No. 131060. 131060. What did you bring to a cafe or a restaurant?
I was just going to ask her as a mum texts through and told her how she feels.
She gave me a thumbs up.
It's okay?
Yep.
Oh, that's
cool. Not okay, though, is it? 131060. What did you bring to the cafe or the restaurant?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nate, just ask 131060. What did you bring to a cafe or restaurant?
What do you mean?
This is. Well, it's after a woman on TikTok, mate. She's divided TikTok after she showed her cafe trick, which is just bringing your own avocado to the cafe.
I think that's great.
She orders scrambled eggs on toast. She pulls it out of a bag, uses the cutlery provided by the cafe to slice it up, mush it up, make it smashed avo, and eats it.
I think it's a perfect idea. I think it's very clever. I think it's not wasteful and also saves a lot of money because how much avocados cost at the supermarket? What, $2.53?
Oh, I mean, around it depends.
Fluctuates.
I mean, it goes up and down.
But
doesn't
at a
it's like the price of gold.
No, you're so right. She'll be on there when Koshy does his report in the morning.
Currently, avocados are going for $3 each.
But I mean, when you buy avocado from a cafe, it's normally $6-$7.
Now, this is a long time we did this, so I might be testing your memory, Nath. But remember, we went to that cafe once in Melbourne, and I can't remember the name of it, but it had avo on the menu, and we asked, can we add avo to our breakfast? And remember, they said we're actually currently out of avo, but there's a Coles. Remember?
Yes, and they walk. Oh, what was the name? I cannot remember the name of that place. There's no way. But I remember them saying you can walk down and get an avocado if you would like.
Yeah, they told us that Coles has avos. We're out of them at the moment. But if you want to walk down, it's fine for you to bring one back.
But that and then, but I also felt like saying if you know they have avos, go get the avos. Dom from Gladstone. Hi, Dom.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. What do you bring to a cafe or a restaurant?
It's not me, but I have a good friend, and she brings chicken salt to our dinners.
Chicken salt. I love that. Okay. is it in a sachet or how does she apply?
It's like in one of those little, you know, the sauce containers that you get sometimes the takeaway spring rolls?
Yeah.
She'll put it in that and then she'll bring it for herself, but she always brings enough to share.
Does anyone else want some chicken salt?
I love that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What's she putting it on, Dom?
Definitely chips, usually chips and snitty. She's a chips and snitty girl, so that's her go-to.
Right. I love that. Because there's not enough chicken salt around, when you're eating, is there, Dom?
No, just a takeaway shop. Yeah. Just a takeaway shop, so you got to bring your own.
And Dom, I'm detecting a bit of an accent there. Where are you from?
Oh, originally Canada, Toronto.
Okay. Does Canada...
So we don't have chicken salt. No.
What?
So it was completely new to me when I came over. I love it. It's really good. But it can only have a little bit because it can be overpowering but too much.
So when someone said to you for the first time, do you want some chicken salt? What did you think that was?
No idea. I had a suspicion that it could be chicken flavored salt, but like, there are a lot of things in Australia that, you know, you call them one thing and they turn out to be completely different. So you can never be too careful.
I was going to cook chicken on a grater. Thank you, Dom. Nicole, hi Nick. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. How are you?
We're good, Nick. What did you bring to the cafe restaurant?
I bring my own seafood sauce for my prawns.
Okay, now is this homemade, Nick?
No, it's just the Praise seafood sauce.
Okay, all right.
Because they always give like that mayo, like...
It's like that aioli stuff.
Yeah, it's just really tasteless.
Right. Yeah, Nick, why is it that a lot of the fish and chip shops out there, they don't have a good, like, seafood sauce that you can borrow from, like, Woolies or Coles?
Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, they do. The Praise one is the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I take my own tartare as well if I go to fish and chips as well.
Is that just because you don't want to pay for it? Is that the...
Yeah, it's so expensive.
It is.
It is expensive. It's like $3 to add a little bit of tartar.
Tartar, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Good on you, Nick. You keep doing that. I praise you for that. Well done. Ryan from Doreen. Ryan, what do you bring into a cafe restaurant?
Hey, I love to take my own strawberries to Max Brenner.
Okay,
there's a massive markup on the strawberries there. And if you get a chocolate lick or two and bring out a punnet or two of strawberries, you're still ahead, you know.
I love this. So you just buy the melted chocolate and then you've got your own strawberries in your bag.
100%. 100%.
Ryan, you are playing chess while the rest of us are playing checkers.
Well done, Ryan.
You should see the waitress's eyes when they walk back out. They're like a deer in the headlights. They can just see all these strawberry tails and they're like, we don't have that many strawberries here.
Are
you trying to sneakily eat them, Ryan? Are you just loud and proud, just dipping them in, looking at the staff, going, I've brought my own strawberries?
Listen, I'm a bit more subtle, but one of my friends is not so subtle. And he's the real chief behind this idea.
So he invented it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to shout him out, Ryan?
The first time I was highly embarrassed. The second time I was saving money.
Yeah.
Significant money.
Well, who is it, Ryan? Do you want to shout him out?
His name's Blair, and he's probably not awake right now, but
Blair.
Credit where credit's due.
Blair, public enemy number one for Max Brenner.
Max is coming after you, Blair.
T from Melbourne, wrap things up for us. T, what do you bring to a cafe restaurant?
Hi, sorry, guys.
Hey, you're right, T.
I actually take my own empty lunchbox to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because, like, you pay, so expensive for a meal, so I just take my leftovers. I don't finish it.
Right, okay. So you pack up your leftovers in the little lunchbox?
Yeah, I do.
That's clever.
Yeah, I like that.
That's clever. I mean,
that's a lot of money.
A lot of restaurants will give you your leftovers, though.
No, they don't.
They don't.
They don't.
Well, I'll be honest with you, T, right now. You are chatting to two blokes who usually polish off the full meal. So.
Yeah, left on. And others.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Alexa is the brains behind the Amazon Echo smart speaker. Simply ask Alexa to play music, search for recipes, or give you the latest news. Find out more at amazon.com.au/Alexa.
Hey, 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 dad joke Sundays are here to stay. We can't wait to have a laugh with you. We do have dad joke Sundays, yeah.
It's time for dad joke Sundays. Each and every Sunday we like to finish the show just with some jokes, because Sunday can be a little tough, you know what I mean? It's the end of the weekend, maybe a few sore heads out there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe just a few sad people your footy team lost, whether it be one you play in or one you support.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just the thought of returning to work tomorrow.
Yeah, getting stuff ready.
Meal prepping.
Oh, getting ready for the week. How's your week looking? Shut up, don't want to think about it.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
It'll be so up.
Got much on this week. Nath, how many jokes would you like to hear from me?
Mate, you can hit me with two. You got two good ones. Of course, hit.com.au, anywhere in Australia if you want to get involved and win yourself an Amazon Echo smart speaker. You can do so. You get on this show, hit.com.au, just by telling a dad joke.
Yeah, we can't take phones, unfortunately. There's some rules, T's and C's, legal, blah, 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 blah. So hit.com.au.
Insert legal voice here.
Yeah, that's... We're a radio show. We should be still be able to take phones. But hey, I'm not the boss.
No.
I just work here.
Hit.com.au. Apparently got a website.
Hit.com.au. For singing, it's more fun. Nath, why can't you fart in an Apple store?
Why can't you fart in an Apple store?
Now, I just want to set your mind right. Not a store that sells crunchy, delicious apples, where you would get your Apple Watch and iPhone and Mac.
Okay, of course, yeah. Arguably the more famous Apple than the OG Apple.
Yes, I know some people.
Actually, just sidebar if we can. Do you think the OG Apple, as in the fruit, is pissed off because it's no longer like the most famous Apple?
100%.
It would be, wouldn't 100%. It? Anyway, back to regular programming. Why can't you fart?
Yes.
In an Apple store?
In an Apple store.
I don't know, Jim, why?
Oh, well, they don't have Windows.
A tech gag. I love that. Of course, owned by Microsoft. Oh, yeah.
They're competing
love
companies.
Love that for our tech friends out there.
Another one?
It's good, yeah.
Nath, what happens when you cross an angry sheep with an angry cow?
What happens when you cross an angry sheep with an angry cow?
Yeah.
I don't know. What?
Well, you get two animals. And they are in a bad mood.
Very good. You're on today, big fella.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
on
you.
Today. All right. Hit.com.
I'll clap myself.
Yeah, no, you want an applause? And I've got to get over here and then I'll do this.
Thank you.
There you go.
So that really good.
They were really good. They were really good. All right. Hit.com.au. Get your dad jokes in, guys, if you want to score yourself an Amazon Echo smart speaker. We're doing more dad jokes next.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, Dad. Yeah, it's all thanks to Amazon Alexa, guys. Stay organized just by asking Alexa, set reminders, create lists, add calendar events and more. Find out more at amazon.com.au/Alexa, Jim.
Nath, do you want a joke from me?
Have you got one?
I've got one, but Producer Grace, apologies, or maybe Nath, you can help me as well. The gentleman, was it last week, who told the crossing the road joke?
Yeah.
Do you know who, do we remember his name?
No.
That's very good.
I can find it for you.
That's very
can you
good.
Find it? Because I'd really love to give him another shout out. If you did miss it, it was, why did the chicken cross the road? And he went, because.
So I've never heard that.
No.
Never heard that.
I love that. I told it all week to people and... I did my best to find a road crossing joke.
Sure.
Can I give you that?
Yeah, of course you can. Go ahead.
Not chicken. I couldn't find, because I also wanted to find one that potentially people hadn't heard.
Yeah.
Because that's why I love that joke so much.
Mm.
Nath, why did the crab cross the road?
Why did the crab cross the road? I don't know why.
It didn't. It used the sidewalk.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay, Beck from Geelong. Hi, Beck. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
You got a dad joke for us, Beck?
Yes. What do sea monsters eat?
What do sea monsters eat? I don't know, Beck.
Fish and chips.
Fish?
Fish and chips.
Oh, and ships.
Ships. Yeah, ships.
Sorry, my ears are going back. Fish and chips.
Very good.
That's very good.
Rob from the Yarra Valley, you got a dad joke for us, Robbie?
Yeah, g'day, boys. If I can set the scene...
So we live in the country, rolling hills, farms dotted around. And I was on a walk with my daughter, and she said to me, "Dad, why are those cows in that field making so much noise?" And I said, "Because they wish to be heard."
The setup, the execution, Robbie.
Rob, that is, you had me, because I was like, Rob's just telling a story.
Absolutely.
We're not getting the joke yet.
Rob, every time you tell that story, do you have that beautiful setup?
I don't. I did it especially for you guys.
Oh, jeez, so, Rob, that is.
God, get
that is she good. Got me back. She got me back, though, a few weeks later. She was at after school. I said to her, "What did you do at school today?" And she said, "We did one of these tests, you know, IQ tests, sort of logic, reasoning, memory, all those sorts of things." I said, "So, what are your top two skills?" She said, "Well, my top skill is memory." And I said, "The other one?" And she said, "I've forgotten."
Oh, get this man an Amazon Echo Smart Speaker.
No, get this man a job on radio. Well, I'm stepping down. You're up.
Chelsea from Seaford to wrap things up. Hi, Chels.
Hey, how you going?
We're good. You got a joke for us, Chels?
I do. What does garlic do when it gets hot?
What does garlic do when it gets hot? I don't know, Chels. What?
It takes its cloves off.
Oh, these are good today. Well done, everybody. Fantastic.
Chelsea, where'd you get that one from?
My dad.
Your dad.
From your dad. Yeah, of course. That's what the game's called, isn't it?
And apologies. Michael from Hobart came up with the chicken. So right. Shout out to Big Mick.
Hit.com.au. Get your dad jokes in, guys. You want to win yourself an Amazon Echo Smart Speaker. It's Jimmy Nath.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Live across the country, you got the Jimmy and A Show Sunday morning, Jim, and we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, certainly is. No, it's the end of the show. It's time for the show rating.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we rate each and every show we do, not just Saturdays and Sundays. We rate the show Monday to Thursday. Yes. We're also on at night during the week, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. If you do miss those shows, you can always get the podcast, the listener app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get them from. Nath, my show rating for today, an absolute 10 out of 10.
Bang. Couldn't not be, really, couldn't it? The vibe, everything, the dad jokes to round it out, sensational work. And also, God, you brought it with your dad joke today, Jim. Well done.
I actually did, like I think I mentioned earlier in the show, I gave them to my girlfriend last night, and all girlfriend approved.
Yeah, so, okay. I'd love to hear ones that weren't approved.
Well, no, I shouldn't have, because now she's going to be like, and she's going to hear this and be like, well, every week now I have to approve them. So I've just made more work for myself.
Absolutely. Producer Grace, what do you got?
10 out of 10.
Yeah,
it was a great show this morning.
Guys,
some great people getting involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
Favourite person that got involved
today? No, I couldn't possibly name one.
Couldn't name one? No. Couldn't remember one?
No, just because I don't pick favourites, obviously.
God, she's such a politician, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
10 out of 10 from me as well, guys. My favourite bit of the entire show
was
just everything.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nath on the socials at Jimmy and Nath and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.